The Disciple, written by Stephen Dunn, read by Jonathan Keeble. Chapter 1. The man eased the door closed, guiding it gently onto the latch. When he heard the lock click, he sucked in a lungful of the sharp, salty air to clear his head. He could hear the occasional gull in the distance, but it was a lonely note. The early birds not yet on the wing, the light insufficient to make out the pickings left by the receding tide. He looked at the sky, dark and damp, no hint yet of the grey dawn peeping over the horizon, then hitched his jogging bottoms higher and retied the strings. He smiled as he rearranged his genitalia, feeling the tacky moisture of recent sex along his groin. Even at the age of 43, the thrill of illicit conquest still bestowed a childish buzz. Then stepped onto the wet road and crossed to the far pavement. He turned to see the girl in the first-floor bay of the guesthouse, barely covered by a worn curtain that had doubtless shrouded hundreds of copulating lovers from the eyes of the world. He grinned but motioned her away from the window in mock censure. She, in response, let the curtain slip to show him a breast, then let the curtain fall completely and stood before him naked. The man put his hands on his hips in feigned disgust, then looked around and pointed down the road, as though someone else would be walking around at this ungodly hour. The girl shrugged her shoulders and laughed. She turned her back, bent over and pressed her buttocks against the window. The man shook his head and turned to jog away, realizing that his departure was the only way to end the cabaret. Kids today. As he turned onto King's Road, jogging gently towards the burnt-out skeleton of the West Pier, Tony Harvey Ellis glanced at the...